It's no secret that Governor John Bel Edwards is a vehement opponent of abortion rights. But as Rosemary Westwood reports, the Democrat is taking his views to the national stage, just as his party is said to adopt a starkly progressive stance on reproductive rights at the Democratic Convention this week.
The 2020 Democratic platform is 91 pages. Its section on reproductive rights, less than a page. But that one page represents the culmination of the party shift from lukewarm on abortion access to full-throated support of the full range of reproductive rights over the last decade. For Governor John Bel Edwards, the stance is a deal-breaker. He refused to sign on to the party's platform.
Look, it's no secret that I'm out of step with the national party and on this issue. I'm certainly not out of step here with the vast majority of Louisianans.
Edwards is that increasingly scarce species, a stridently anti-abortion Democrat. He's in lockstep with the most extreme anti-abortion politicians in the nation, a fact he proved when he signed a near-total abortion ban into law last year, though the ban has never taken effect. His unicorn-like political status makes some sense here. Surveys have found more people in Louisiana oppose abortion than any other state. And he's the most prominent of the roughly 100 Democrats who signed a letter decrying the party's new platform and demanding a change, written by the group Democrats for Life.
I think so many Democrats feel pressure to move away from protecting life in the womb, and he just has never wavered.
That's Kristen Day, the executive director of Democrats for Life. The letter calls the party's platform a betrayal of Democratic values of inclusivity. But for Michelle Ehrenberg, co-founder of the nonprofit Lift Louisiana, which advocates for abortion access, Edwards is aiding an unnecessary push to sow division at a time when the party needs to unite against President Donald Trump and ahead of a key election for reproductive rights in Louisiana.
I think it's disappointing, and it seems just counterproductive to the fight that we have ahead of us.
Along with the next occupant of the White House on the ballot, Louisianians will be voting on a crucial constitutional amendment that could cement a ban on all abortion access in the state in the event Roe v. Wade was overturned by the Supreme Court. And that's not such a far-flung eventuality. Trump's appointments to the Supreme Court make it possible, some believe even likely, over the next few years. During past years when Democrats were more flimsy in support of abortion rights, the GOP was seeking to dismantle them with a more razor focus. As a result, the U.S. has lost hundreds of abortion clinics in recent decades, as mostly Republican-controlled states have passed hundreds of new abortion restrictions. And that was before Donald Trump ran on a promise to overturn Roe v. Wade.
Certainly in the Donald Trump era, the GOP is highly, highly relying on social conservative anti-abortion voters.
Mary Ziegler is a professor of law at Florida State University and the author of numerous books on abortion in America. She says that dependency wasn't always so complete.
So Republicans for Choice was run by Ann Stone, which is the wife of Roger Stone, you know, like the Roger Stone, which was a pretty influential group in the 90s.
Ziegler says both parties have been moving towards a more extreme stance on abortion. They now represent ideological poles rather than the views of most Americans. While surveys show more Americans agree with Democrats than Republicans on abortion, there's a large and messy middle ground. A majority of Americans support Roe v. Wade, but many also approve of some abortion restrictions. The wave of pro-choice Democratic activism that began after Trump's election did help the party gain big wins in the 2018 midterms and may do so again this fall. Then there's what's at stake for the party if Biden loses and the Democrats don't take back the Senate. Likely more appointments to the Supreme Court for Donald Trump and the loss of a chance to codify reproductive rights into federal law. But in its letter, Democrats for Life warns of ceding large swaths of the United States to the Republican Party.
We need to be louder. We need to be bolder. We need to let Joe Biden know that he shouldn't take our vote for granted. We are an important voting bloc. And I think that is the key to affecting any change up till November.
As the only Democratic governor in the Deep South in a state that is overwhelmingly likely to reelect Donald Trump, Edwards might be a case in point. In New Orleans, I'm Rosemary Westwood.